This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Deborah Gocha, DEBORAHGOCHA, date of birth 11-24-1957, date of appointment 12-8-2022. Requesting physician William Farlano, WILLIAMFORLANO. Dear Dr. Farlano, I have the pleasure of seeing Deborah Gocha today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 65-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman, whose past medical history is significant for multiple myeloma. She was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 10-13-2022 because of the uncontrolled movement of the hands. She was in the oncologist office for chemotherapy at that time. Movement were very slow and her blood pressure was also low. Her both hands were shaking. It lasted more than an hour. Eyes were open. Feet were moving side to side. There was no tongue biting, no jaw clenching, no incontinence. Patient was awake whole time. She was brought to the emergency room, CT of the head and MRI of the brain done, which was negative for any acute finding. EEG done, which shows encephalopathy but no seizure activity. Patient was hydrated and blood pressure came up, and then she went home. Yesterday again in oncologist office, she started twitching of the right upper extremity. As per the husband, every once in a while she twitches. It lasts about half an hour, no loss of consciousness, no confusion. Blood pressure was okay yesterday. She's having twitching of the, usually she have twitching of the both upper and lower extremities, no tongue biting, no incontinence. Past medical history, multiple myeloma, CHF, COPD, chronic kidney disease, hypoxia, anemia, anxiety, arthritis, depression, multiple myeloma, hypertension, migraine, sepsis, past surgical history, bone marrow biopsy, bronchoscopy, cholecystectomy, colonoscopy, lung biopsy, knee replacement, family history. CHF, COPD, coronary artery disease, hypertension, Parkinson's disease, mother-father disease, two sister, one brother disease due to cirrhosis of the liver, social history, former smoker, does not smoke anymore, does not drink, married, live with his husband, have two children. Medication, montelukast, acetaminophen, acyclovir, albuterol, baclofen, enalapril, fluoxetine, gabapentin, hydromorphone, magnesium, melatonin, ondansetron, enoxaparin, carvedilol, quetiapine, alprazolam, allergy, ceferoxin, cephalexin, morphine. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of number one, rule out epilepsy, number two, history of encephalopathy due to hypotension. Next paragraph. Before that, number three, headache, number four, dizziness, number five, generalized weakness, number six, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, number seven, back pain. Next paragraph. Her history is not suggestive of epilepsy, but it is possibility. I will order the EEG. I advise the husband to make a video of that event so I can see when they will come back next time. If problem will continue, then I will start some medication. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.